the floor.
Your Royal Majesty King Letsi III of Lesotho, Your Excellency Mohamed Bilal, Vice President of Republic of Tanzania, Your Royal Highness Princess Haya Bint Al Hussein from United Arab Emirates, Your Excellency Paolo Gentiloni, Minister of Foreign Affairs International Cooperation of Italy, His Excellency Ignazio Marino, Mayor of Rome, Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of WHO, co-organizer of this conference, Ministers of Agriculture and Health, Heads of Delegation, Delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for answering the call made by FAO and WHO to discuss nutrition and to give this issue the attention it deserves. We are meeting 22 years after the first ICN took place in this same building. Over the past decades, we have made progress. However, malnutrition still claims the lives of millions of people and robs millions more of a dignified life, as you already have been alerted. And 22 years ago, we had not anticipated that there would be a such massive increase in obesity. Today, over 500 million adults are obese, and many more children in developing and developing world. Many developing countries, especially mid-income countries, are facing the multiple burdens of malnutrition simultaneously, undernourishing, hiding hunger, and obesity comes together. Malnutrition affects individuals, families, and society as a whole. Its human, social, environment, and economic costs are overwhelming. We have all the knowledge, expertise, and resources to overcome all forms of malnutrition. In fact, there is already enough food in the world for everyone to eat adequately. However, this availability of food has not translated into healthy nutrition. Today, we recognize the need to reshape our food systems. Our challenges are clear. First, to ensure global food security and nutrition, implying sufficient food supply for all. Second, to translate this into healthy nutrition for all people within our lifetime. And third, we must achieve these goals in environmentally, socially, and economically sustainable ways. The starting point for this is to recognize that nutrition is a public issue and treat it that way. We also need to pursue more sustainable, inclusive, and healthier food systems, encompassing from production to consumption. And this has to be a joint and coordinated effort. Governments must lead the way to better nutrition for all. Within governance, this effort must involve different sectors, including health, agriculture, education, and social protection. We need also the full engagement of parliamentarians. They make the laws and set the budgets that will support better nutrition for all. We need civil society organizations engaged. They ensure the voices of the hunger are heard. They help us to set our signs high. And of course, we also need the private sector on board. And yesterday, their representatives have assured us that they will be willing to be part of our effort for better nutrition. For this reason, I'm very pleased that all stakeholders have been part of the ICN2 preparation process. The UN system also has an important role to play. Not only FAO and WHO, but the whole system. These include the three Rome-based partners, IFAD and WFP, that are here with us today. It also includes UNICEF and other agency programs and funds whose work touch upon nutrition and with whom we have a strong history of partnership. This is a joint effort, and we are committed to delivering to you the best support we can. Ladies and gentlemen, FAO has a special interest in nutrition. It's at the heart of our mandate. As you walk into our lobby in the entrance building, you might have seen the marble slabs at your right with the preamble of our Constitution written in 1945. It tells us how nations came together to create FAO with the purpose of raising levels of nutrition and standards of living of their citizens and contributing to achieve a world free from hunger. For FAO First Director General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Sir John Boyd Orr, ending hunger was the first step on the road to fulfill the promise of freedom from want, one of the four freedoms articulated by the United States President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Adequate nutrition is a part of this freedom from want that we all need. Food security and adequate nutrition for all are pillars for the future we want. That's why the Zero Hunger Vision resonates among all of us, as you have listened from the Secretary General. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning you'll be invited to endorse the ICN2 documents, the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework for Action on Nutrition. Together, they are a starting point of our renewed efforts to improve nutrition for all. But they are not the finishing line. Our responsibility is to transform their commitments into concrete results. I hope that during this conference, you ministers will announce targets that even go beyond what we have already agreed. In doing so, you will also be contributing to the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda and to establish of a decade of action on nutrition. Expo Milano 2015, as remember the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Italy, that will be celebrated next year, is also part of the road that we are on to achieve better nutrition for all. Let us work together to be as the generation that made hunger and malnutrition a part of history. Thank you for your attention.